By the VOD last night, the one thing I was going to get to, I was going to say the next item on the list of the VOD, because it helped me personally out already for today. So I knew I was on for the shmooze. The prayer last week was Parshat Tetzaveh, so Rabbi Harris didn't come down, so we gave it to Rabbi Harris. And I knew I had one this week. I was going to prepare Tuesday night. But then Rabbi Kier asked me on Tuesday morning if I could give the VOD Tuesday night. So I couldn't say no. So I gave the VOD Tuesday night, but I didn't have a chance to prepare Tuesday night. So I figured, okay, after davening this morning, I'm going to go home to prepare. But I was so busy, I didn't get to go home till 12:30, and on my way out, Rabbi Noam reminded me there's a very important interview at 1:30. So that's like a lot of pressure. So I prepare for the shmuzim, which I had not done zero preparation. I'm just telling you. So I want to say one, there's nothing to do with the shmuz. Just one thing. The next thing I was going to talk about is I spoke to psychologists, and they told me, I was in the middle of the sentence, but it's nogea, that somebody went to, I was talking about homesickness, if you remember, and there was usually happens like 10, 11, 12, and there was a base manager guy who went to Eretz Yisrael, I don't think it was his first year, I think for second year, and he got homesick. As we discussed it, he never went to camp, he never went away, and it was a little bit embarrassing, but he couldn't handle yeshiva. He had some kind of relative. He went to stay by the relative's house. And he said every time he got within two blocks or a block and a half of the yeshiva that he was going to, he started vomiting, couldn't go. So with the help of professionals, and I read this, that you have to just get past the barrier. How did he do it? They took him. They took him, his worst fear, and they made him do it. He wanted to do it, but they told me he has to do it. And they said you can get past like any phobia, let's say you're scared of a roller coaster. Okay, I can relate to that one. I'm not going to get past the fear. I like that fear. I'm not going to a roller coaster. But if you want to get past a roller coaster, first you go a little bit, first you go online, then you go to sit on it, assuming you could arrange it. You can really get past anything. So with regard to certain phobias, you just have to do it. So I remember when Rabbi Chait was leaving, it took like 3 years with negotiations with Queens. It took like 3 years till he, the Havamina and the Maskana, and I knew that it was imminent that I was going to start saying Shmuzim. So I started, when I went to camp for the summer, I gathered all the, all the menalim, and there were a lot of Chafetz Chaim mechanchim who were there. I gathered them together. I was there. I used to go for a whole summer back then. And I said three shmuzim every Shabbos. I remember there were like 10 mechanchim there. I told them to pound away. Just bomb out. Whatever you have to do is bomb. Keep bombs away. I prepared all week. I said that 3-4 shmuzim. They bombed about an hour after the Suda on Shabbos. And I did that for like 3 years or 4 years. Okay, I'm probably the only one that has like piles and piles of shmuzim on Chukas Balak, Matas Masei Dvarim, Voschana and Re'ei, Ekev, And I got over my fear of the Chazaras Hashmuz. I'm positive. I'm like in Gan Eden. We sit over here, attack away. I had Rabbi Spielberger and Rabbi Singer and Rabbi Yitzi Schwartz and Rabbi Moshe Mendelssohn. I had the best there pounding away at me. They were shooting at me. They were trying to slug me up. I was there defending it. I think Rabbi Glazer was there those years, Menachem's father. And I got past it. If like 3-4 years, I got past it, and that's how. So it helped me. I thought of it because I was in the middle of that conversation last night. And when I was driving home at 12:30 today, I hadn't eaten lunch. and I had to pay the schmooze, and I'd be back here by 1:30. I was starting from scratch. I remember that those that summer helped me very, very much. Those few, so like three or four summers, it helped me very, very much. And so one way to build a certain self-confidence, really, it's not really building self-confidence. Really, the whole concept is not really, as David Holtzman aptly pointed out, it's not real. It's really getting past your insecurities or your fears. That's what you really, what we really mean is getting past our fears so that we could appear confident. It's not, that's the way to do it, is just to attack it and get past it. I saw in one book, it says you should do one thing that frightens you a day. Do one thing. You know, they go into a store and ask Publix, the clerk in Publix, where their motorcycles are. You know, they do something that frightens you, something that's more realistic, but yeah, do one thing that frightens you, and you build up a certain ability to get past your fears over time. Doesn't happen on the first day, but over time, like nothing ever clicked in me. Okay, now I'm healed, but I see over time it helped me very much. So, okay, on that note, let's say this schmooze. Okay, so the pasuk says it's in Kisisa. Vayomer Moshe gamas adav raze asher dibarta eseh. Hashem said, I'll do this for you, ki matzasa chein be'inai, because you find favor in my eyes. For eda acha b'shem, I will use Hashem's name with you. Vayomar, and then Moshe said, Hareni no es kvodecha, show me your kavod. We'll see in the Sforno what all this means. Vayomar ani avir kol tuvi al panecha. Ani avir kol tuvi al panecha. I'll shower all this tov upon you. V'karosi b'shem Hashem l'panecha. And I'll call you b'shem Hashem. V'chanosi es asher ochon v'richamti es asher rachem. I will have chen. I will provide chen to those that I will find chen, that I want to find chen to, and I'll have compassion on those I want to have compassion to. By Yomer, and the Hashem continued, Lo sucha liros esponai, I can't show you my face, ki lo yirani ha'odam v'chay, because no one who sees me will be able to live. Okay, see these remarkable sephornos. I would not doubt if you mechav into the shmooze straight up, because it hit me like a ton of bricks. Sparno says, Es kvodcha eich yushpa mitzios kol nimtza mitziosecha imroche kayaches b'neim. How you will connect or display or demonstrate your essence to all those that are nimsa from your essence, imrochik hayachis b'neihem, especially with the tremendous vast distance there is between Hashem and humanity. As how could we see Hashem's kavod? There's such a vast discrepancy in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us. Ki amru melo chol ha'aretz kvodo. So Moshe understands the challenge over here. There's this vast difference between us and Hashem, and yet Hareini no es kvodecha. So the obvious kasha is eich yushpa metzias kol nimtza v'zeh imrochik, especially given the distance to show us this metzias of Hashem. And then Hashem says, Ani avre kol tuvi al panecha. Ani avre kol tuvi al panecha. Lo yimona ze mitzad heyosi bilti chonen. I have to reserve. I can't do this for you, but I'm not doing it. I'm not saying no because I'm not a Baal Chesed, ki omnam ani avir kol tuvi al b'necha, because I am going to show you a lot of tov. There's going to be a lot of tov I am going to show you. Don't think it's because I'm not a Baal Chesed. So right there, I have a ton of bricks. Oh my gosh. It's so pushed, I was even afraid to say it, because like, what am I adding? Would Moshe Rabbeinu, who just stated that he understands Melo Chol Aretz Kvodo, Moshe Rabbeinu, who spoke to the Ribbono Shel Olam Panim El Panim, Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the Navi Sheba Neviyim, would he think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying no because he's not a Baal Chesed? What is he saying? Look at this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying something back to him, and L'chora, we don't believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu says frivolous things. He's not saying things that aren't needed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him this is because he's bavarning. I don't want you to think it's because, like someone says, are you going to Publix? Yeah. Would you be able to pick me up a box of tissues? And, okay, if the guy says, no, I can't. So he says, I don't want you to think I'm not a Baal Chesed to bring you back a box of tissues, but from Publix, I have to walk to the post office on West Dixie Highway, and I have to bring up a ton of letters. I just won't be able to carry the box of tissues. That's what it sounds like is going on over here. Moshe Rabbeinu is asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hareni Noaz Kodecha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him, Ani Avir Kol Tuvi Al Panecha. That doesn't answer the question. Moshe Rabbeinu asked, if you're Medayik in the Psukim, Moshe Rabbeinu asked, Hareni Noaz Kodecha, show me your covered. And Moshe Rabbeinu, and then Hashem answers, right? Moshe is asking, Hareni Noaz Kodecha. And Hashem answers, Ani aver kol tuvi al panecha. I'll give you all my tov. So what's the hemshuch? Hashem's not answering the question. Zok the seforno, to answer the kasha on the shaka vataria over here. That what Hashem is saying, don't think I'm not a Baal Chesed. I am going to do tov for you. But what does he have to say that for? Is Moshe Rabbeinu really going to think like we would think if someone didn't want to bring up a box of tissues from Publix? Moshe Rabbeinu is going to think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a Baal Chesed? Moshe Rabbeinu understands. He just quoted Melochel, you don't even need that, but the previous pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu himself said the distinction, there's no comparison between, I want you to show it to me despite the great distance. Yet we see L'chora, amazing. Even Moshe Rabbeinu is susceptible. He got rejected. Hashem told him no. It's the first thing, like a biting snipe, might come into Moshe Rabbeinu's psyche. Daki dakis of it. Of course, daki dakis of it. That Moshe Rabbeinu was susceptible to the feeling of rejection, the rejection. The first thing that comes into our mind when someone tells us no is all the things, you're not a Baal Chesed, you don't care, you don't like me, you know this, you know, just don't want to do kindness, you're an evil person. Even Moshe Rabbeinu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to, so to speak, line the field, prime it with a little bit of sugar. You know, don't think I'm not a Baal Chesed, and I don't want to be Chonin Tov to you. I want to, I just can't. This one I didn't check off. You can read it. I wasn't trying to hide it. Certain things I hide, but I didn't hide that. He was telling him, I can't, because it's also Chesed, because if I show it to you, you're going to die. I can't show it to you. But was it necessary? HaKadosh Baruch Hu just told Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm sorry, I can't do that. But he needed the explanation. If Moshe Rabbeinu is thinking about Hashem, can you imagine us? Somebody asks us for something. First of all, Okay, how do you want to deal? How do you want to discuss this? Do you want to discuss it from the from us who say no, or from us who are told no? They're both tzir chushi. I think we have to realize if we're in the position to say no, okay, we're adults, so it's kind of more likely that we're going to be the ones saying no than getting a no. But the first thing we have to realize is, you have to prime it, you have to explain it. You can't just top down, just say, I'm sorry, you know, can't help you. You have to take the time to explain it, because if Moshe Rabbeinu thought that of Hashem, you could be totally 100% sure that Bas of Adam is certainly going to start thinking, you're not a Bach Chesed, or you don't like me, or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, like I get every single day in that side of the island. I have to explain it, you have to make sure they understand what you're saying. And even then, it sometimes doesn't work because you didn't explain it the way they understand it. And they have other kashas, and we're not the Rabbanu Shalom, so they have more kashas. It's not easy at all. That's for the, if you're the one saying the no. And what about if you're the one hearing the no? Hey, the one hearing the no. So doesn't that happen to all of us? You know, you ask for questions, you ask for this, you know, to our parents, we want certain things, or who knows, it could be a yeshiva. We do this for me, do that for me. I'm sorry, I can't do that. And what's the first thing that goes through our minds? Probably. And it's even if you're Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, it's daki dakis, of course, and you're not even going to say it, but a little bit you're going to think it. So we have to realize that, okay, it could be a right. Sometimes the person really doesn't like you. That could happen. But it's not mochuch. It could also be that they love you. They just can't do it. And it could also be they didn't have time to explain it, or they thought they explained it, or they didn't hear you. It could also sometimes be they just didn't hear you ask it. That also could be, as we explained last night. If you skip down to the bottom, more incredulous, it's the same shmooze, just more of it. Vayomer lo sucha liros esponai, zot tzvono, lo yiyazeh nimna, don't think I'm incapable and I'm scared to show you my essence. Don't think it's because I'm lacking. But rather because you're incapable of receiving it. You won't be able to accept the abundance of light. Elif Abdullah, I don't even know if it's proper at this podium to make the comparison. So someone tell you if it's appropriate, someone erased the recording. But I just couldn't help when I was preparing this and thinking this is really bad. The end of the Wizard of Oz. You know, when the whole thing was a hoax. The whole thing's a hoax. This whole, she's traveling to the Wizard of Oz. They finally get there, can you help me? And the guy's a hoax. A hoax, the whole thing was a hoax. I remember the first time I saw it, I said, that's a hoax. The whole place was a hoax. So, Lahavdil Elif Abdullah, like, this is what the Ribbono Shel Olam is telling to Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem Yerachem, oh my gosh. Don't think it's because I'm a hoax. I don't want you to think that. Moshe asked Hashem to show me your covet, show me your essence. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can't. But don't think it's because of Oz. Don't think it's because of Chisaron Hashpasi that it's not true. It's anything lacking in my essence. You won't be able to see it. It's the same line of questioning and Chiddush, that even Moshe Rabbeinu is going to question the essence of Hashem. Okay, it's a halbitzara that you're not a Baal Chesed. Okay, some people don't have the mid of Chesed. Okay, you could be a good ruler and a good king. He does a lot of good things, but you're not the biggest Baal Chesed. But this is now you're attacking the essence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to think that. Somebody wants to argue tomorrow 4:00, pound away. And someone's going to kasha maybe that, you know, just because Hashem said it doesn't really mean that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to think it. He was just going to say it. Go ahead, go for it. Go for the jugular tomorrow, 4 o'clock. Go for it. You could argue that. We'll see. We'll see how it comes out. I'll concede. You know, if it's you prove it, I'll concede maybe. Okay, do we have time? Nah. There's the other shmooze. Rabbi Kier would say better not to do too much, so we'll stop here. Second shmooze, say a different time. Thank you.